With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it bonjour. France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high standards.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hi, guys.
Hi, there.
Congratulations,
folks.
Everyone.
This is your formal congratulations for making it through lockdown 3.
Congratulations to every single one of you. Let's just all have a pat on the back right now, all right? Well done, everybody.
It's like we've just finished an exam. Congrats. Congratulations.
I feel like everyone's waiting for this weekend. I feel like it's going to be a big weekend.
Yes.
We're feeling ready to go.
Big weekend out in the pub gardens and the rooftop bars.
Yeah, the rooftop bars. It better be fucking sunny, otherwise I'm going to be really...
It better be fucking... Although I have just ordered a bomber.
I'll be there in the rain, I don't care.
Rain or shine,
I will
we
take
are
my,
making
I will,
it out.
I will take my umbrella. I'm not fazed.
Oh my God, we should get ourselves like, oh, remember that clear umbrella we used to have? Do you still have
I
that?
Do, yeah. That's in the boot of my car,
Maybe genuinely like
absolutely.
Bring that.
I will absolutely bring that.
Because it was a sexy umbrella. Because you can see, you know, the beauty of a clear umbrella is that you can see through the umbrella.
We're not visually obstructed.
Right. We're not visually impaired. Because you know when it's like a big black one or like, you know, a block of colour, you can't all you can see is your feet. But
and
a clear one.
It's a good umbrella because this umbrella like hugs you, like it comes down. So your shoulders are underneath, you're in a cocoon.
Amazing.
Whereas
like a
normal umbrella, you don't actually get that much shelter, to be honest.
Well, it's just like covers the top. If the wind's involved in the rain, it's hitting your body directly.
Yeah.
You know? And then you've got a wet back or something.
Yeah. I also want to remind you guys, make your May bank holiday bookings, please, because we've made
ours, bitches. Oh, my God, I want to cry. Do you know
what,
get
your May
Sophia?
Bank holiday bookings in, guys.
But what I actually don't know how to get into this new life.
Yeah, neither do I. It's
like
we're going to be exhausted,
serious.
But it's going to be fantastic.
Thinking about it, like, wow, plans.
I'm just a bit like, what do we wear? That's my issue.
Well, I was actually just trying on some outfits.
Oh, okay.
Talk us nothing through. Really to report, but I was just trying on some outfits. That's
just
all.
Just getting in the zone.
Well, the thing is, like, I feel like I need to try them on and just see, like, they're in my head, but like, what do they look like on? Do you know what I mean? Because like, these need to be practical, comfy, yet sexy. You know,
got to hit it's all the different marks.
But yet warmth. You know, because we're in fucking England. You know,
absolutely.
Lot of marks to hit. It's a tricky. Easy
it's
for
a,
boys.
It's a,
Jesus
it's a,
Christ.
It's a minefield, really.
For boys, dressing is so simple, it's ridiculous.
And it annoys me when they get it wrong, because I think it's
me
so
too,
easy for
because
you
it's
guys.
So easy.
How
it's
can
so
you
easy
get it
for
wrong?
Them. All they have to do is go to ASOS Man. Yeah. And type in suit trouser. Get yourself a lovely, you know, taupe pair
straight of trousers. Straight leg jeans.
Straight leg.
No skinny straight jeans, leg. Please. No skinny jeans. Straight no. leg jeans, guys.
Absolutely. Say it louder for the people, yeah. for the men in the back.
Yeah.
Straight leg. And just like a nice t-shirt. Get yourself
oversized
a nice little jacket.
T-shirt, little yeah. necklace. It's not hard, little, guys.
It's not hard, boys. So no. We appreciate a well-dressed man. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know who I think is the best dressed man out there?
Okay, who?
Kourtney Kardashian's ex. Eunice, is that his name?
Yes, Eunice.
I think he is Agreed. The best dressed man.
Absolutely amazing. There incredible. Is
right now. Immaculate. I think his style is Immaculate. Chef's kiss. Absolutely.
Well, isn't he French? Le Français?
Oui, bien sûr.
Parler le français. Ah oui, bien sûr, c'est bon. Right, imagine being a French monsieur. Man. How are you trying to impress him with your French?
Bonjour, monsieur. Tu es très... What's handsome? Beau.
Jolie. Oh, wait, that's jolie pretty, is pretty.
That's pretty, yeah. good, good memory there.
Thank
actually.
You.
So, yeah,
yeah tu es beau. I think it's beau.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. To it, but.
So we hope you guys are having a good time dipping your toes back into the world of outdoor dining.
Oh, I'm so happy for outdoor dining. Woohoo!
Yeah, I can't wait for the weekend. I can't wait for our rooftop drinks. But before that, we're going to dive into some boy talk. And guys, we have some good dilemmas this week. We're talking about fortune tellers. We're talking about rejection.
Wow.
It's going to be a good one. Let's go, bitches. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week.
God, yeah. The spirits are high today.
We are charged.
We are charged and ready. I'm full of Diet Coke, belly full of Diet. There might be quite a lot of burps having to be edited out of this. Mm. God, I can't speak. Edited out of this.
Chintzy's a burp when she gets the fizzy drinks.
It's just the gas, isn't it? Right, so the question of the week is, picture this, right? Everyone put yourself into this mind frame. Mm-hmm. You say, I love you to your partner for the first time. Okay.
Wow. So big you've moment. Thought big so decision.
You've thought, God, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. It's overwhelming.
I'm gonna Brian, say it.
I'm gonna do it. Brian, I love you.
I can't keep this in any longer.
Like Brian, it's just bubbling over. Like, I love you, right?
Wow.
He doesn't say it back, babe. He's not fucking saying it back. He's maybe going, oh, thank you. Or like, oh, that's so sweet. What would boys say to that? Oh, thanks so much. Like, oh, I really appreciate you too. Like, I love spending time with you.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I love everything about you as well.
Oh.
It's not quite the same though.
What we asked you is, what do you do? Right? Are you waiting it out? It's fine. I'm waiting it out. Everyone goes at their own pace. He'll fall in love with me soon enough. Or yikes, I'm out of here.
Right.
Okay. Now, I honestly didn't know what to expect. What were you expecting?
I was expecting the majority to be, I'll wait it out.
Right. So 60% was, I'll wait it out. But 40% of you said, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
Out of here. Out of here. Out of here. It's hard to say the slang. Out of here. That's how we wrote it.
I'm out of here.
Out of here.
Right, okay, so the majority... are waiting it out.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm out of there.
I'd be... Well, the thing is with us, yeah, I'm not saying it first in the first place.
Well, this is our first dilemma. So now we have your guys' opinion. Let me read the dilemma and then we can dive in a bit further here.
Wait, what would you say though if your boyfriend said it to you first, but you weren't there? Would you just say it to just like... just
No, I'm not
so
lying.
It's not
I'm
awkward?
Not, I'm not lying about that.
So what are you going to say?
I think I'd be like...
Maybe we should be honest. Honesty is the best part.
No,
like,
I think
oh, Brian,
I'd just be like, oh
that.
My God, like... I think I'd just be like, not this, but like, you're so like, oh, I just try.
Amazing.
And, yeah, I'd be like, oh my God, you're so amazing.
Deflect.
Like, I can't wait to like, you know... like,
have my future with you.
Yeah, I deflect.
Kind of say all that, but then... But then would you be like, look, I'm not quite... Because I know, like, oh, what show is it? I feel like it's like The Bachelor or something.
Yes.
And they say, oh my God, yeah. So it's like when there's the one guy or girl and all the, like, other ones, mm-hmm. when the ones who there's the multiple. Do I?
When it's the Bachelor and he's left with like three potential females.
And they're all saying, I love you to him or her.
What does he just say?
He just like looks in their eyes and kisses them. Like he doesn't say anything.
Right.
He literally doesn't really say a word.
I mean, that's quite a good response.
Yeah, just like a passionate snog. Yeah. So maybe that's just the answer for us all. Passionate snog, deflect, and moving on to another day.
We'll cross that bridge tomorrow.
We'll cross that bridge tomorrow.
Okay.
When you say it to me again.
So this girl says, how long do I wait for him to say I love you back?
Right. Okay.
So... you're both, this is lovely. She just gave us a lovely compliment to start off with.
Oh, wow.
You're both really thriving in your single lives and I'm living for it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
However, I have a question about being in a new relationship. So we've been dating since September last year, but made it official on New Year's Day. That's lovely.
Oh, that is so sweet.
I told him I loved him around 2 months after making it official.
Right. Okay. So in March then, this month, well, last month.
He did not say it back. He did not say it back, which honestly I kind of expected.
Okay,
we've not spent as much time together as we'd have liked during lockdown, obviously. But I have been staying with him for prolonged periods, so like 2 weeks at a time as he lives alone, so like supportable vibes. I was actually okay with him not saying it back straight away.
Love that.
I respect
strong
that.
Woman.
As I wanted him to say it when he felt it.
Right. True. Me too. Yeah, true.
Me too. That's the thing. I don't want you to lie to me.
My face. Yeah. Oh, I love you too.
My question though is, so how long should I wait for him to say it back? I've been trying not to overwhelm him by saying I love you all the time. But I say it every now and then, so he knows my feelings are legit.
Right.
But as time goes on, it hurts a bit more each time he doesn't say it back.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've been fucking terrible.
Every time she says it, she's hoping this is the time he's going to say it, and he doesn't.
I mean, it's not funny because I'd be literally up in arms if this was me.
Obviously, I want to wait for him to be completely honest when he feels it, but I just don't want to hurt myself if it gets too much of a later stage and he still doesn't say it. Do you have any advice? When should I start worrying?
I'd start worrying
right about now, to be honest.
Me too, because I don't want to like pressure him, but I don't think it's normal. Like, don't you think if you're like getting into a relationship, like you're feeling the love already?
I mean, to be honest, like I'm thinking like I'm going to go back in personal experience here. And with my ex, I literally remember we did not say that. Oh, this is horrible thinking about it. But we did not say that I love yous until literally like 8 months in.
Right. I think that's good. But I think when it's one-sided like this, like something needs to be said.
That's what I mean. So I think the fact that you're, I mean, obviously everyone moves at their own pace, but the fact that you're saying it only 2 months in, maybe he's thinking, whoa, I'm not ready for that yet. This is quite soon.
Yeah. But the thing is like, they have been spending, you know, prolonged amounts.
Yeah, I know.
You know, fucking fall in love with me already. Like, I don't understand. Like,
I would be alarm bells are ringing for me. Like, I appreciate, look, I'm not going to force this out of you. I want you to be ready. But how can I be feeling that I love yous and you're not even in that region yet?
That's what I mean. It's alarming that I'm so in love with you.
And you're not.
Because I'm thinking like we're falling in love with each other at the same fucking time.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm falling in love with you and you've been falling in love with me and you've been stood up straight, not falling anywhere. You've not been falling anywhere. You know what I mean?
What would you do if this happened to you?
Well, number one, I wouldn't have said it first, but whatever. So let's just imagine I did.
Mm.
I don't fucking know, Sophia.
Would you stay or would you go?
Well, I'd stay. I mean, I'm in love, Sophia. I can't just walk away from a guy I love, apparently, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you say no? You don't. Thing is, like, I know he's probably just taking things slow and just moving at his own pace.
My advice to you would be stop fucking saying it.
The thing is with us, if Sophia came to me like said, "Fucking, I love you to Brian last night," he didn't say it back. I'd be like,
"I
would say, don't you dare say that again. Now you wait until he says it."
Like, I really commend you for putting your feelings out there.
I think it's beautiful.
Reassuring him, I love you, I love you, I love you. I think it's great and I applaud it. But my advice...
Like, he probably... loves hearing it because it's nice to hear that, right?
Yeah. But my advice for you in this situation would be, okay, look, he knows how you feel, right? He knows where you're at in the relationship. Yeah. You've let him know. You've said it. So I think now we stop saying it. And we just wait until he says it, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, if in, say, another 2 months he's not said it, then maybe have a conversation about it and maybe be like, look, like, I feel like I'm feeling, you know, things a bit more seriously than you are. Yeah. Like, is everything okay? Like, okay. I want us to be on the same page here.
Same
you know,
page.
Obviously, you know how I felt about you. Like, obviously, like, let's not make it awkward, but like, you didn't, you know, reciprocate.
Are we moving in the same direction here, Brian? Like, do you know what I mean?
Looking for a bit of clarity here.
Clarity on the situation.
Maybe he just needs some time.
I think so. Well, I'm thinking, like, say we were in relationships, we had a boyfriend, and he was saying, I love you to us all the time. And I'm like, fucking hell, like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
It would feel quite overwhelming.
I would be like, stop saying it, please. I've heard you say it. Now stop saying it.
I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes. Like, if it was us, I think we'd feel quite overwhelmed and almost like, God, why aren't I feeling it yet? And then you're kind of putting more pressure on yourself to, like, be in love. And you're like, but I'm not. Do you know what I mean? So I do think just like rein it back. He knows. That's great. Let's give him a month or two.
Enjoy the relationship. Enjoy what you've got going on right now.
Enjoy the beginning because I'm sure it's all electricity and stuff.
Yeah.
Give him some time. And then if in a few months' time, alarming, he's not said anything when he clearly knows you're in love with him, maybe just have some gentle words.
Some gentle words.
Just some gentle, sweet
Otherwise,
words.
Otherwise, he's going to be thinking, am I in love? Am I not? But like,
and we want him to just be like, oh, I'm in love what now? Like, I love you. Do you know what I mean?
Like, and
just
I'm ready to say it now. Because also, like, you know, he could have been, you know, hurt from past relationship, this and that. But having said that, I do think it's really important in relationships to have open communication and for you to be on the same page. So I think
you need to talk all the time about your feelings, if I'm honest, like where each of you are at every stage, especially in the beginning.
I think let's give it a few more weeks. Let's not say it for a few weeks. Let's see if things are still going good. And then I think we raise the question because...
Me too, because it can't go on like this. I mean, how long is this going to go on for? Another 6 months and he's just like kind of being closed off with his feelings.
No, you need to be on the same page here.
Yeah.
Give him some time. Give him some time.
He'll get there, I'm sure. Look, he made you his girlfriend for a reason. You know, I'm sure he thinks very highly of you. I'm sure he's just waiting for the right moment. Like, I'm sure that's all it is. Don't look into it and drive yourself insane. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, he's never going to say it. He's going to break up with me. Mm. You know, sorry to put those things in your head if they weren't already, but fuck.
On that note, we should move on.
On that note, we'll move on.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Baby. Wow, guys, we've got a picture of a couple. Wow, we've got a rather beautiful young lady here, blonde, beautiful, white, pearly teeth.
I love that you guys are attaching pictures now. It's fantastic.
Me too. I
fucking really
love
encourage it. I love
Me
it.
Me too. She's got beautiful blue eyes. I'm trying to let you all. She's got a dashing smile, lovely little chin, lovely little blushing lips.
We don't want to expose what she looks like. You know, we want people want to be anonymous
here. Her friends are like, fucking hell, you just described Hannah, my friend.
That sounds a lot like Jessica.
That sounds an awful lot like Emily. Emily, was it you who wrote in? And then we've got a guy with a beard, we'll just say.
Yeah, guy with
stubble.
A beard.
It's like stubble, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a bit of chest hair out. Lovely.
That's pretty
big. Do you like the chest hair? Would you prefer a hairy chest or a smoothing chest?
To be honest, I don't think I've got a preference.
Yeah, Do you know what I think?
It doesn't really bother me either way. I can go with either. Yeah.
I think the hair is kind of nice.
Kind of sexy.
On the chest. Very almost, who's like a sexy like man with like a bit of a rugged look?
Like a Gerard Butler type of vibe.
Yeah. A bit rough and ready, yeah. You know. Because I feel like if you're shaving your chest regularly, lovely, very nice, you know, personal hygiene, I'm sure
like
you've
Ken,
got.
Ken Barbie doll
but
vibes.
But it's giving me more
clean,
yeah,
and pristine.
Like clean and pristine. Whereas we
But some guys
rough.
Also just like don't have chest hair. They're not even shaving it, they just don't have it.
Yeah, they're fucking, yeah, just underdeveloped males.
No, they just doesn't grow
we're
there.
We're not. Yeah, it just doesn't grow there.
Yeah, I can go with either. I don't have a preference.
Yeah, me neither. If anything, smooth's kind of nice for your face. You won't get a rash or anything.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got the picture of the couple.
Isn't it weird that, like, we don't grow hair on our chest? Imagine that.
I know. I'm just looking now. Imagine
if we had to, like, shave our boobs, like, with the hair.
Wow. Or imagine we had like super hairy backs like the men.
Yeah.
Well, just imagine in general if we had just like facial hair.
Yeah. I mean, we have like mustaches, but...
Yeah, but like they have facial hair.
Yeah, they have facial hair.
Like
we
they
have peach
have it,
fuzz.
Like, we have peach fuzz, but they have it like up to their cheeks.
Yeah.
Like, thick hair that we get on our armpits. I think it's fucking mad.
It's crazy. Fascinating.
Evolution is insane, don't you think?
Blows me away.
And even just like when you really deep eyebrows and eyelashes, you're like, fucking hell, that is hair coming out of my eyes. Wait, that is hair in my eyeball. Fuck. It's actually crazy. That's the same hair that grows out my legs.
It's really fascinating.
It's really fascinating. I'd love to, you know, do like a science lesson on it.
Really would. Learn a bit more.
Maybe go to uni, do a little course. Right. Evolution.
Write a
dissertation about it. I bet you people have.
Oh, 1,000%.
People have written dissertations about
everything.
All the
hair has a purpose, you know? It's all from the animals and the evolution.
It's
to protect our eyes. It is.
Protects our skin. We've got hair.
It's for heat retention.
Yeah. Guys, do you know we've got hair all over our body?
Yeah.
Like it's everywhere, even on our palms. No, the palms is the only place there is no hair. The palms and the sole of the feet, there is no hair. Everywhere else, there are tiny, tiny hairs. And that's a fact. That's
fascinating.
Science. Like even on our necks, you know, shoulders, you might not see them, but they're there.
They're there. On your fingers.
Apart from the palms, and the soles of your feet. You're welcome for that fact. You can go tell your friends and family now.
Every day is a school day.
Right, so we have the couple. Everyone picture them. Right. Mm-hmm. So, help. A fortune teller said there is no future for my boyfriend. Oh, fuck me. Right.
Oh, fucking hell, the fortune teller.
Do you remember when we had that fortune teller that one time looking at our palms?
Yeah, she was a load of shit.
We were with Lydia. Yeah, Lydia's my sister. Lydia got a palm read. Yeah. Lydia turned around.
No, it wasn't
crying
palms,
her eyes out.
It was cards.
Oh, it was cards. Okay.
Tarot cards.
Lydia is so dramatic. She turned around, sobbing her eyes out. We're at an event, like in dresses. She was crying. I thought, what the hell has she just said to you? She was like, it was so accurate. It was so accurate. And it means to people like, oh my God, me next, right? And this woman just said the weirdest stuff to us and we didn't get it. But
she said
was
to me
tears.
About like childhood trauma. I thought, no, I've had a lovely childhood actually. Like it was just way off base. I was like, I have no idea what this woman is saying to me right now.
I don't even know what she said to me. She was like, because I was like, I want you to tell me about our relationship.
Right.
And I don't know, she didn't say anything really.
Right.
She couldn't read me. But it was I couldn't hear her.
No, so it was something. A loud room. Yeah, maybe I missed a sentence here.
I had to lip read and I was like, right. Okay, so back to the fortune teller. So I'm 23, me too. And my boyfriend is 24. Lovely.
Nice.
My dilemma is that I've been with my boyfriend now for 1 year and we moved in together over 6 months ago. Wow, so you moved in pretty quick, only 6 months into the relationship. Really love that. It's good because you're figuring things out soon. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I respect that.
I think it's good. Yeah. Everything moved pretty fast. Yeah. We just said that. But my lease was up on my house at the end of my 4 years at uni and the plan of moving to London fell through with COVID. So my options were to move back to my parents' house over 6 hours away.
Okay. So it was like a logical step to move in together.
So it wasn't like your first choice really.
Yeah. Okay.
We spoke about, are we ready to move in together as it seemed so soon, but decided we had basically lived together through COVID anyway. So it seemed like the logical thing to do. His lease was up for a renewal a month later. So everything fell into place. Look, I think that was probably meant to be. I think it was meant to be fair. We've been pretty turbulent up and down since the start. We love each other intensely, but fight often. Oh, we're passionate,
ooh,
love.
Oh, passionate.
Passionate, hey? You are.
I fucking hate you.
Hate you. Right.
Oh, but I love you so much.
Oh my, I love you, so I'm so sorry about that.
Just the passion.
Oh,
the
I
passion.
Hate arguments with fucking spouses. It's disgusting.
I just don't engage.
I just hate arguments in general. Like, with the only person I can argue with is my sister, and that's it. It's not even a real argument.
Mm.
During lockdown, he fell into the whole boy gaming thing. Oh my God.
Oh God.
What a nightmare. And would spend 12 to 13 hours a day gaming. Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Hell.
He needs to.
Is he getting paid get for on. That?
I'd smash that Xbox up if I were you. even whilst at work, and basically forgot I existed. Fuck. Oh,
we need and a female equivalent to this Xbox because it pisses me off.
What is our female equivalent?
We haven't got one.
We don't have one,
we don't.
Do we?
We don't, we genuinely, and we need it.
We don't have something that we can sit on for 13 hours of a day and ignore everything going on in our lives.
But also like talk to our friends. Like, they play with their friends. They play, like,
yeah,
the guys go
true.
On.
That's true. It's
we
the
don't
headset,
have that.
So they talk.
Yeah.
We don't
yeah.
have that. We need, like, a fun one.
We do.
Because I can't deal with the guns and the killing and the zombies.
No.
It's too much for me. It's too scary.
I had a Bratz game on the PSP. That was fantastic.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that was
that
really fun.
That sounds really good. I used to have this one, and it was like you would design like a girl and like dress her, but it was like on the TV. It was like a fucking game. What was that? Anyway, I just like the Wii, if I'm honest. Just Wii tennis.
Bit
was great
Wii
for
tennis.
Me.
Wii Mario Kart.
Imagine my girlfriend's been playing Wii tennis for 13 hours and she forgets I exist.
We're just playing Wii aerobics,
just weighing ourselves. You are obese, Chintia. Oh fuck, I'm obese. It definitely told me I was obese.
It told me I was obese as well when I was about 12.
I was like, great. That's just done wonders for me. Thank you. I needed to hear that at my age of 13.
At
I needed to
age.
Hear that. At my ripe age, I needed to hear those words come out of you wee. Thank you.
You're
anyway,
obese.
I digress. Or it'd be like on the border, like in the red zone. I was like, it was like bright orange. I was like, Jesus
Fuck.
Christ.
Mom, oh. help.
Mummy. The thing is, that was actually probably really bad for me. I think that was
it
really
was
bad
not.
To hear as a child. It's
yeah.
not healthy.
It's not. Anyway, I used to dread it. Like, I hated it.
Me too.
It.
But like, it was a thing. We'd do it all in front of the family. Like, I remember
yeah.
auntie would come to uncle.
Yeah.
All the cousins would all do it. And all be like, oh, you're obese. Oh my God. It's like
it's
flashbacks.
Horrible.
It's actually
it's horrible.
Like, I don't care if I'm fucking chubby. Let me be chubby anyway.
I don't need my Wii Fit telling me so.
I don't need this gate anyway. Right.
Anyway, back to it.
So, right, this guy, yeah, he's on his gaming for 13 hours a day. So what is that? Is that literally 8 a.m. to fucking 9 p.m?
That is all day.
That's
get
a working
life.
Day.
Get a life.
Right. Basically forgot I existed, and I repeatedly asked him to cut down and make our relationship a priority again. And this was ignored.
Cut down. It's like asking him to quit smoking. Can you cut down, please? Can you cut back?
Well, it's I do believe it's an addiction.
It is.
I believe it's an addiction. Like,
it
you're
is,
addicted
yeah.
to it. Mm. Especially if all your friends are doing it. If you're slacking, then do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was on the verge of leaving.
Right.
Wow. I would
Xbox
too.
Xbox really got to you.
I was on the verge of leaving, and breaking up has been mentioned a number of times in fights. Oh my God,
oh
so
God,
bad.
No.
I feel for you. That's really, when it gets to that point, you know, when you're throwing the breakup card around so often in its oath.
Yeah, that's a bad point.
I broke up with my ex a couple times before it actually happened.
See, me and my
just
ex...
just wasn't a good time at all.
Me and my
it was
ex
so
never
turbulent.
Actually... we never actually said those words until we actually broke up, which I think is
See,
a good thing.
See, I commend you. I think it's definitely a good thing.
Yeah. Because it's not good when it gets to that stage.
No, it's
you
literally
be,
the worst.
If you're just throwing that
worst.
Phrase about
no.
carelessly, it's not a good point to get to.
No. So she's saying they make up every time they say it, okay?
Right, okay.
Cut to about 2 months ago, sadly my father passed away of cancer. So we've been at my family's house ever since, spending time with my family and trying to grieve. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm so, so sorry. During this time, we have been great.
Okay, that's
good. The gaming has completely stopped and he's been there for me 100% and I've been very happy in our relationship. Okay.
I should hope so, yeah.
I should hope so.
It's time to step up and get off the fucking game.
Right. Is it time to take his head out of the fucking zombie
world?
Yeah,
we've got real life happening here, Steve. Wake up.
Steve, knock, knock. Are you there? I'm glad you're present today, Steve. So the problem is, yesterday I had a medium / fortune teller session booked.
Oh my God.
Do you know what? I just don't want to hear about it. I don't want you to tell me I'm going to die at like 40 or something.
I'm quite afraid of what they would say to me.
I don't want to know my fortune. What you say? You don't want to know my fortune?
I think so, yeah.
I don't want to know.
I know. I absolutely get the curiosity and part of me is tempted, but I'm too scared.
But then do you think it will, if you get told about what's going to happen in the future, do you think it will alter how you then act and then eventually change your destiny? Do you know what I mean? Things you're meant to experience. I don't know. Like, it doesn't seem... It's just like, what will be, and we've got to go for it. Anyway, we could go into a whole tangent there. Let's get through this fucking dilemma.
Yeah, let's get through it.
So the problem is, yesterday I had a medium / fortune teller session booked with the hope of being contacted by my dad.
Okay.
Or for at least them to feel a presence around me, you know, and tell me he is still here. Sadly, this didn't happen, and the lady spent the entire session telling me how she saw no future for me and my boyfriend and that he wasn't one for me. Interesting. She said some crazy specific things about our relationship that we'd spoken about moving closer to home and that I fully financially support the both of us right now due to his debt situation.
Also, she knew things.
That's fucking mad. Also, God.
That's crazy.
He's in debt and he's gaming all day. And you're financially supporting him. She said that she didn't want to upset me, but knew that I had considered leaving before, so she knew I was ready to hear it.
Oh, wow.
I guess my question to you girls is, do I listen to this outsider that has confirmed my worries that he won't change and that he's not the man for me? Or do I keep going down this path and wait and see? Until yesterday, I was feeling content, but now I just don't know what to do. Do I listen to this stranger who could be wrong and leave my relationship and my house with him? Or do I keep going? Love you girls so much. Thank you. I've attached some photos because I know you guys love to say, I appreciate that, baby.
Yes, we fucking love to see it.
Let me get his face back up. Let me stare into his eyes.
I've already seen the image.
There he fucking is. Hello.
Hello, you. Nice to see you.
He's got no idea we're talking about him right now. He's got no idea.
Gamer boy has entered the chat.
Gamer boy. Right, Sophia, what are your initial thoughts?
Right, my instinct is, when you put this on paper, right, you've been throwing around the breakup phrase.
And I'm going from personal experience. When it gets to that point, it's so toxic that you can't really claw back from that. Like, it's like, where is the love?
I feel things have to be quite bad for you guys to be throwing that out carelessly.
Especially if you never used to in arguments. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is a recent thing. It's kind of got to that point, yeah?
And I feel like if it doesn't sound to me like you're that fulfilled by him, it doesn't sound to me like he's fulfilling your needs.
No.
It doesn't sound to me like he sees you as much of a priority. I don't get the impression that, you know, this is the guy you dreamed about, you know, when you were younger, thinking, I want to meet someone like this. I feel like this guy is not ticking the boxes anymore.
Also, I'm thinking you're 23.
A whole life to live.
So listen, say you do ride it out. Say we're like, look, you do what you want to do, but you choose to ride it out. You ride it out for another 3 years. And then you're thinking, fucking hell, like this is not it. And now you're 26.
Exactly.
And then you're looking back and thinking, I should have left when I was 23 because I could have experienced a whole lot of growth and independence and, you know, just life.
Absolutely.
On my own without this man who essentially wasn't the one for me and has held me back a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. It sounds
I appreciate
to me
there's
like,
love there.
Obviously, but we don't know everything that's going on. It's so like only the people in the relationship know the relationship. But from what you've said to us, it sounds pretty toxic. It doesn't sound like this is bringing you much happiness. It doesn't sound like this relationship is benefiting you. It sounds to me like he's living off you right now. Like,
only keeping you happy because you are financially supporting him. Like, I don't want to say that he's only there for that, but like, that's what I feel like.
Yeah.
Also, purely the fact that you have to be like, make time for me. Yeah, he ignored you until, you know, something tragic happened in your life.
Yeah.
You know, then he stepped up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, as you fucking should. That's the bare minimum to support me.
That's and the fact below that, the bare minimum.
Below the bare minimum. Like, yeah. You should, number one thing, you should want to spend time with me and cherish your evenings, you know, after work or, you know, and not ignoring me, neglecting our relationship. Like,
I
appreciate people can change, but it just sounds like he needs to learn and grow himself alone as well. Do you know what I mean? Sounds like he's not ready for a relationship. He's not ready to support you and your dreams and your goals and everything you want to be as a woman. It doesn't sound like it to me.
Sounds to me right now like potentially he could be holding you back.
Me too.
And again, like, you know, we don't know the situation, but that's the impression that I'm getting. And I feel like you would thrive if he almost feels like dead weight to me at this point. Yeah. I'm like, what are you adding to my life? What are you bringing to the table right now? You're just bringing stress, concern, arguments. I'm fucking worried, arguments. Right. You're bringing me stress. You're not bringing me love, happiness, affection, happiness, peace, serenity, you know, tranquility. You're not bringing me anything. Any of that at all.
He doesn't sound like your soulmate.
What is your purpose? How are you serving me?
No.
You're not. So
please
you're
just giving me like one little stupid, like unlovable cuddle every night. You know, that's probably a bit of a shit like, and full of
I think I can go without that, to be honest.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And also, final point, the fact that you've got to the point where you're emailing in a dilemma to ask for advice on the situation, you're basically asking us like, do I break up with my boyfriend? If you're having to question that in itself, you're not happy. And that is the bottom line. The moment you have to think like, God, like, should I break up with my boyfriend? Because like, I don't know if this is right.
Yeah.
No, you should know. We've never been in the position where we know. But when we know, we're going to know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I feel like we can say that for everyone. When you know, you know. Like, it's what our mums say. When you know, you know. And I feel like you don't know. The fact that you don't know is
says
the sign. Says a lot. And I think, I personally think, you know, you've learnt a lot. You've grown a lot. You've lived with a man.
You've outgrown each other.
You've experienced it. I think it's probably time to move on, you know?
It's not right anymore.
And also, I said all that looking in his eyes at this picture. He's been staring at me on my screen.
But good luck with that. I feel like you will be better off without him, to be honest.
Me too.
I feel like you can find someone who is going to treat you how you want to be treated.
Me too. And you won't even have to question anything.
Yeah, you obviously have, like, I know not everyone believes in this, but you obviously have very different love languages. They're not talking right now. You're not compatible right now.
Listen, your souls don't seem like they were lovers before. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't seem like, you know, we are destined to be here together on this earth at this particular point.
It really doesn't. Okay, next dilemma. Should I get rid of the man I manifested?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Interesting. So.
Interesting.
Back in September, I met my now boyfriend in a bar. He asked me out on a date, but at the time I was only 3 months out of a relationship, so I told him I wasn't ready.
Got it.
A month later, I decided to go on a date, and it went so well. We were in the restaurant for 6 hours. We went to Greece a week later and have a really nice relationship in general.
Lovely.
Got full steams ahead. Look at the momentum behind that.
I'd love to go to Greece with a lover.
He was very keen from the start, and I for months have had my wobbles about not feeling ready, which I did tell him, and he was actually really supportive.
Right.
And I also feel like I'm not fully over my ex. Ooh. My issue is that this guy is on paper my perfect match.
Right. Right.
I literally wrote a list when I broke up with my ex of everything I wanted in a man, and he ticks them all off.
Wow. Okay.
We've got, he's 25, 6'5", handsome, intelligent, wealthy. Okay.
Wow.
Worships the ground I walk on, supportive, kind, and my family love him.
Wow. Wow.
However, I still don't feel completely ready, even 8 months later, and I don't feel as strongly about him as I did my ex.
Oh, God.
I feel like I do love him, but I'm not totally in love with him.
Right.
What do I do? He's literally a dream, but I'm not fully invested.
I mean, look, it just sounded like you just needed more time alone.
before you met this
and
guy.
It's unfortunate that he came at the time he did. It's unfortunate that he won't come in like another. It's unfortunate he's not come like this month.
Yes.
You know, and then you would have been single from September to now, almost a year kind of,
yes,
or like, you know, over 6 months kind of thing. Mm. And then maybe you'd be feeling ready. You'd have gotten over the ex. You'd have built your independence. You'd have learned more about yourself. You'd have figured out exactly what you want. And then you met him.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It feels such a shame to me that you met him only like 3 months after the relationship. But like, I feel like you've answered your own question. You've said, you know, you're not really got that strong of feelings for him. You're not
and
over
I
your
think
ex.
Also, like,
you're not invested.
The fact that you're in a new relationship and you're still thinking like about how you felt about your ex compared to this guy, I think
like,
the ex should be old news.
Like
the fact that you've got all the way into a new relationship, the ex should not even be like in your mind, really.
You've got to put yourself in his shoes. Like, imagine you were so in love with this guy and you were like, this is it. I love him so much. This is it. And in his head, he's thinking he still loves his ex.
I'm not over my ex just yet.
You know, and like, oh, I'm not invested. You'd be heartbroken. Like, and that's no way to live a relationship. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's not fair on him.
I think it sounds like, I mean, I get it. Like, if this is literally the perfect man, like, can we not just keep going?
Can we just
keep going with it? You know,
isn't it like, do we have to break up? Like,
yeah, like that seems a bit extreme. If he's ticking all the boxes, if your family love him, he's ticking all the boxes.
He's genuinely perfect.
Like, we could just stay with him. Or I think you need to be, you need to realize, like, look, the only thing that is going to fix my head right now is to be single.
Right.
And I need to be single. You feel like you need, then you need to, the sooner better than,
then
sooner
you need to
rather
do it
than later.
Because he's just going to get more and more heartbroken.
More and more invested. You're wasting each other's time even more.
I'm sure he'll understand. He sounds like a really reasonable, supportive guy who's level-headed. I don't know. Well, I'd be pissed off. I'd be heartbroken and pissed off.
I think you just need to ask yourself, like, do you want to be single though? Like, do you want to be single or not? Because if you
picture
don't want to be single,
that single life is like, are you going to miss him when you're single? Because you can't say you want to be single and then you're messaging him all the time to come over.
Because that's not fair.
And you're calling him and asking to catch up. That's not fair on him.
No.
You know what I mean? If you're going to break up with him, you're going to break up with him. You're never going to talk to him again. Like, you can't be friends with him for another few years. Like, I'm being serious.
No. I think you need to decide, really have a think. But, you know, there's no rush here. There's no, you know, clock's not ticking. We can chill out. Yeah. And I think just really sit and think, like, it sounds like your head's a bit scrambled. I think try and clear your head, maybe even write down like your thoughts on a piece of paper and like write down your feelings
write
a list of like pros and cons or something, and because that might help you clear your thoughts. And I think you need to think about, what do you want? Because it's very hard when you're with someone else and you're considering their emotions and you're considering his feelings and you're very invested and your lives kind of intertwined. But take a second and think, do I want to be single and literally like not have a man, not have anyone talking to me? Like, is that what I need right now to get my head in the right space?
Yeah.
Or are you just feeling a bit like, oh, this is a new relationship? Like,
are you just overthinking
like it's come around quite quick, like this and that. Like, are you just self-sabotaging?
That's exactly what you're gonna ask yourself.
Mm.
We can't answer that for you because we don't know.
Mm. I think about what you want. Do you want to be single or not? Do you feel like you need to be single? Because if you do, now is the time.
You've got to do it now, yeah. Like Sophia said, sooner rather than later, and that's it. You know what I mean?
It's almost like a right person, wrong time situation.
And the thing is, like, you never know. You could reconnect in another 4 years. You know,
maybe.
Who knows if it's truly meant to be? If he's truly the right guy, I'm sure he'll understand, and you can reconnect in a couple years' time. Do you know what I mean? But maybe he isn't the right one. Maybe he came into your life to show you that, no, I need more time. You know, like,
yeah, maybe that was his purpose.
Listen, everyone comes into your life and truly has a purpose for you and teaches you things that you need to learn. You know, maybe this is his purpose, literally to come in and tell you, no, you're not ready yet. You need to be single. You need to be alone for a while.
Like, look, you've got this perfect guy and you're still not happy. So that means you need to be single for a bit. Maybe
like,
that's
this relationship is not going to fulfill you. You need to be single. You need to fulfill yourself.
Mm.
Bottom line, innit?
Keep us posted on that one, please. When you are under the weather, getting caught in the storm. Last dilemma.
Listen, guys, the person I'm seeing has been scouted for Love Island. Oh, God.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So, I need your help. I've been seeing this guy for 4 months now.
Wow.
But it's kind of serious. He stays at my house. He's met my family. I've met him and all his friends. I've been on work trips with him to Manchester. He's a model. Oh, I bet he's an ASOS model.
ASOS.
Mm-hmm. Or Boohoo Man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And last night he calls me and casually saying that ITV Studios have sent him a message on Instagram saying they'd love him on the show and to send his number, which he did. He called me being like, I don't know what to do. Would you wait for me on the outside and all that bullshit? I mean, I'm sorry, no. Well, I meant to sit back and watch you on ITV
No man.
I'm waiting for no man. He called me being like, so he called me being like, I don't know what to do. Would you wait for me on the outside and all that bullshit? And now I don't know what to do. He can apply and not get in and come back to me. Or he applies, gets in, and I have to watch the boy I've been sleeping with on national TV with other girls. I just don't know what to think. Like, is the fact he's given them his number assigned to be like, fuck you then? I'm so split-minded with it all. I know it'd be good for his career, but then again, shit for me. Please help me on what I should do. Thanks so much. Love.
This just puts me off.
I mean, the thing is, like, just sack me fucking off. Mm. You know, I'd rather you had the decency
just break
to be
my
like,
heart now, please.
But do you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather you had the decency to be like, look, I'm going to do this for me. We're going to have to. You can't ask someone to wait for you while you go in Love Island, shagging girls, snogging girls.
But
on
do you know
TV.
What? Chances are he's not even going to, like, I'm sorry,
listen,
but ITV messaged
people,
so
everyone.
Many people, right?
Right.
Everyone, like, not everyone, but they messaged so many people to go on
the
show.
How many people apply as well, like?
Yeah.
But it's just the principle that he's like, oh, they've asked me to go on. Would you wait for me? Like, fuck off. Fuck off.
I just feel a bit like,
I'm getting a bit heated.
Like,
it's good for his career, whatever.
From his perspective, he's thinking, okay, I've only known this girl for 4 months. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity,
of course.
I'm a model. This could benefit me. Like,
sure,
why should I not take it? Like,
right.
Fair enough. I see why he's done it. I get it. Just like, if I was speaking to a guy and I'd met his friends and he'd met my family and it was kind of serious and I got this message, before I like responded, I would not...
I'd show it. Well, would you be like kind of open and be like, oh, I just got this DM?
Yeah, I
would
think...
Would you kind of be more open about it? I don't know.
I think if I was going to respond... I would kind of like break things off. I don't know if that's extreme or...
No, yeah, me too. I kind of like, I'm going to pursue that. Well, if you're wanting to... Listen, if he was serious about you and your relationship and he wouldn't even reply.
Because it's, like, no, it's like, a dating show at the end of the day.
Yeah, the thing is like, nothing
it's
is
Love
more important.
Island.
Yeah, right. Nothing is more important to me than you and our relationship. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, he's not there. So
obviously, he's not. Which you can't blame him because it's only been 4 months. Who would
be? Of course. But like, to ask me if I'm going to wait for you. So
no.
What, you're
who
allowed
you
to go
are?
And snoggle? What? So I've got to watch you potentially fall in love with someone and break my heart on TV? Because they do. It's very intense in there. They fall in love, you know.
Yeah.
He's going to be talking about the girls he finds fit, attractive, and the ones he wants to date. And you're meant to sit and watch that. That is so unfair.
I think, look, if I was speaking to a guy and it was kind of serious, you know, all this and that, and he said this to me, I'd be like, of course, like, you go and do that. I'm not going to hold you back.
Yeah,
it's a once in a lifetime. You go and apply, see how far you get.
But I can't be,
I'm not waiting for shit. Like, you go in there in the villa, I'll be out here having my hot girl summer doing whatever I'm doing. If it so happens to be that you get kicked off or you come out single and I'm still single, maybe we can kick things off again. But let's stop. Let's put a pause on this.
Yeah.
Because I'm not waiting for you.
No.
Are you joking?
You can't be sat around going to your Love Island auditions, and then coming back to mine.
No.
Are you mad?
No.
Are you mad?
That just whole, even if he didn't even get on it right, and even if he didn't, like, get on the show, I would still feel like breaking things off because I'd be like, I've got the ick now. Like, you were going to sack
me
off.
It makes
me feel
off, a bit
like,
sick. Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't
you
like the vibes.
You want to sack me off to go in Love Island to be...
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like the vibes.
It would make me feel sick.
Yeah, even if he didn't get on it and didn't, I'd be tempted just to be like, oh, do you know what? Like, I'm over this now. Like, I've really got... I just feel a bit not good about this anymore.
No, like, maybe you should just focus on your career and not worry about me anymore.
And I'll
go off and find someone else because
that just gives me the ick.
Yeah, it makes me feel a bit sick in my mouth, actually. The thought
I get him for doing it, career, you know.
of course, go do it. Go get the millions of followers. Like, do it. Like, but please, just, I'm leaving.
Like, I'm not going to be here when you get back.
No,
I think the audacity of him to be like, oh, I'm going, like, I'm thinking about going in. Like, steady on, mate. You've not even had an audition yet.
Babe, you've had one DM, babe.
You've had one
DM. Sit back down. Sit back down.
Relax,
right?
Please. Relax.
Relax. You might even just be going into Casa Amor and then they won't get any airtime anyway. Do you know what I mean? Fucking hell. Sit
back
down. I
think, just look, let him do his thing. We can't hate on him for going after his career. I get it.
Go for it. Support him, but leave.
Yeah, but don't wait around for that. No. Absolutely not. Goodbye.
On that note,
thank you for listening to another episode. I hope everyone has fun at the weekend.
Oh, fun in the sun, but the forecast says rain, so fun.
Some outdoor drinks, you know.
We're
going to
be bringing our clear umbrella, I'm sure. Absolutely.
Should we finish on a quote? Let's finish on a quote.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait to get a bit loose, you know.
Can't wait to let my hair down.
Is that such a grandma thing to say, let loose?
Probably,
loose.
But I'm going to get fucked.
What do the kids say? Get slaughtered.
I have no idea what the kids say.
I'm going to get fucked. No, we say get fucked.
Get fucked, yeah. We say, like, I can't
sloshed.
Wait to black out.
I'm going to get sloshed.
Ew,
blackout's
like
probably
one.
A bit... Blackout's probably not the most tasteful word to use, really.
I think we just say get fucked.
Let's get fucked, bitch.
Okay, bit of a paragraph here, but I like these vibes for us.
Okay, hit us.
So it says, be firm about your choices right now. Don't go backwards to habits and situations that weren't helping you evolve. You have to keep reminding yourself why you even decided to move forward in the first place.
Wow.
Stay positive about what's to come by being consistent with your change. Be consistent with your change.
So like just you've made the decision.
Stick to it.
Stick to it. Don't waver.
Don't go back into old habits that weren't serving you.
Because we're just moving forward. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Stunning. On that note,
follow
us on Instagram
guys.
At The Girls Bathroom. It's fantastic over there. You can also email in at
hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
We love you.
Send us in your dilemmas.
We'll see you next week.
Have a good week, guys. Have a good weekend.
Oh.
And we will see you next Wednesday.
Love you.
Lots of love. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.